Wednesday, 11 November 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We've got so much to rejoice over because we have Him to rejoice in. We're glad you're tuned to the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church, which is located in New Bern, North Carolina, and I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're continuing this series of messages regarding God has showed me, as we find in Acts chapter 10, how the Lord showed Peter that he was to go to the Gentiles, that he was not to call in a man common or unclean, that God is no respecter of persons. Well, we'll continue this message today by the grace of God. Father, do bless us now. Help us, as Peter did, to learn from thy word, and we'll thank thee for it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. This broadcast is targeted for midweek. I hope you're making plans, if at all possible, to be in a good, fundamental Bible-believing church this midweek time. Well, on the last broadcast, we saw that God is no respecter of persons. Peter testifies, as he's now witnessing to these Gentiles. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons." Now watch verse 35. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. You see, there's not one gospel for America and for England and another one for Africa and so forth. No, there's one gospel. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me." We read in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." It's the same Christ with the same gospel. Might be preached in a different language, preached into a different culture, but the gospel itself cannot be changed. I was listening to a man who has come to know Christ. He was a Muslim. And I was listening to his testimony just a few days ago. And he was emphasizing this great truth. You be kind when you witness to Muslims and so forth, but give them the truth, the unvarnished truth, that is Christ Jesus and Him alone, that is our salvation, that He died for us, He was buried, and He arose again the third day. And by the way, that's not true just with Muslims. That's true with anybody. You never win anybody to Christ by curbing or diminishing the gospel. The gospel is that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried and He arose again the third day according to the scriptures. And Christ Jesus is Emmanuel. He is indeed God with us. Then we also see that Peter learned that it is the gospel of Jesus Christ through which men are saved. That's what we were just speaking about. Now listen to what he told Cornelius and his household. I'm reading now from Acts chapter 10, verses 36 through 43. "The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, He is Lord of all. That word, I say, ye know, which was published throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick, that's the living, and the dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins." Isn't that a precious message? This was the first message preached to the Gentiles. Praise the Lord. This was a message that the Holy Spirit of God would lead Peter to preach. It gave the background of the Lord Jesus Christ and who He is, and how they were witnesses, and how Jesus, our Savior, they slew and hanged on a tree. That's his death. And God raised him up the third day and showed him openly. That means he was buried, and then he was raised up the third day. And he showed, that is, God showed his son openly. You know, as Paul said, this thing was not done in a corner. No, it wasn't. The gospel is an open book for all people. You know, a lot of these lodges are secret. They have their secret vows, they have their secret meetings, and you can't learn about this, that, and the other unless you're one of them. Well, that's not true with the gospel of Jesus Christ. It was open and is open, and by God's grace shall be open to the whole world. Not to all people did he show his resurrection, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he arose from the dead. Now, what were they commanded to do? And he commanded us to preach unto the people, that's the Jews, and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to judge, to be the judge of the quick and the dead, the living and the dead. Now, I want to work our way down here to this last verse, verse 43. This is tremendously interesting. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. Now, here Peter refers to the fact that all the prophets give witness that Jesus is the Christ and that he is the Savior, that he is the Son of God. You know, when the Lord Jesus Christ, after he had arisen from the dead, he met Simon and Cleophas as they walked on the road to Emmaus. They didn't recognize him at first, but he taught them one of the greatest scriptural lessons. I'll tell you, I would love to have been in on that, and maybe the Lord will reteach that when we get to glory if we need it. But here's what the Lord Jesus Christ taught these two men on the road to Emmaus. I'm in Luke 24 now, beginning in verse 27. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. You see what he's saying? The same thing that God gave to Peter. Here we read in Acts chapter 10, verse 43, to him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. Do you know that the New Testament is enfolded in the Old Testament? And do you know that the Old Testament is outfolded in the New Testament? Well, after these men recognized who he was and Jesus disappeared from them, then these men go back to Jerusalem and they're meeting, and our Lord Jesus Christ appears in the midst of them. Now, what did he do when he appeared to them? Well, he showed them his hands and his feet. And beginning in verse 44, we read, and he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. So our Lord now, in verse 44, he adds to verse 27, not only the prophets, but also in the Psalms as well. You see, the whole Old Testament is about the Lord Jesus Christ. You can begin in Genesis chapter 1 and go to the last chapter of the book of Malachi. And what do you find? You find scriptures that are prophesying the coming of the Messiah, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the whole Old Testament, the Passover Lamb. I mean, you just go through it all, and you'll find the Lord Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. You'll find him prophesied. And then in the New Testament, you'll find those prophecies being fulfilled. Well, I see it's time for us to close today's broadcast. Let me encourage you to be in a good fundamental Bible-believing church this midweek time, if at all possible. And if you cannot be, we would invite you, if you have access to the Internet, to join with us on our prayer meeting at the Calvary Baptist Church. It is streamed, and it's at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night, Eastern Time. Whether it's Eastern Daylight or Eastern Standard, it's 7 p.m. Our web address is www.calbapt, like you're abbreviating Calvary Baptist, www.calbapt.com. bapt.org. Sure been good to be with you for another broadcast. We are looking forward to, God willing, continuing on with this study. Hope you have a wonderful day. Please join us next broadcast if you can.